¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hey guys, welcome into Keep It About Ball from ZBR, daily sports betting talk with me, Zach of ZBR. I'm an amateur bettor and a casual fan, so please do not take this as official advice. I'm just here to share my betting journey. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show on YouTube at ZBR Sports so we can grow our channel and hit our goal of 50 subscribers. And as always, thank you guys for listening. Alright guys, welcome into the show. You may notice we added some new music there. I'm going to be using that and saving the other music for the ZBR episodes. Using this for my personal betting shows. We're making a lot of progress on the UFC show. Should be having a recap of that tonight, or tonight's card on Monday. So if you're a fan of the UFC, make sure you check that out. Definitely keep your eyes open for that. Reed and Brady will be on that duty there. And I think they're going to put together something pretty great over there. So, yeah, hoping for great stuff from them. Diving into yesterday. Oh, also, one more quick announcement. I decided after yesterday's rant, I'm going to go ahead and just call the show Keep It About Ball. Felt like that was a pretty good name. I feel like it's got a pretty good meaning, too. And just kind of works out that way. So that's what we're going to do. And what we're going to refer to this little betting segment too as going forward. As for my betting luck, man, you know, I woke up today and I had a lot more money than I was expecting in my FanDuel account. I got this big smile on my face. I was real excited. And I went and I immediately went over to my settled bets to bask in my glory a little bit, and went and looked and saw, and was like, that bet missed. And I was like, what in the world happened? Because the profit boost, the bonus bet, both those missed. I was like, where did all this come from? And I was like, oh yeah, I added money before I went to bed. So, self-payout right there. Not exciting, but it happened. And that's, I guess, part of the game while you're learning. As for those bets, though, I did have the one parlay that hit. Other than that, was pretty not good, although all of them were really close to hitting. Pulling them up here, I said I was playing it safe with the Devin Vassell, only 15 points to score in the spread, and I did that in one parlay, but not in just the Spurs parlay. I did 20 points on that one, and so I missed on that one with his 17 points, and the Spurs did cover, so I was right there. And then our other NBA bet, the other two NBA parlays that didn't hit, Anthony Davis scored his 15 along with Devin Vassell. Spurs covered, Nuggets more than covered. We just needed the Lakers to pull out a W against a not very good Brooklyn team, but the Lakers couldn't get the job done, lost by almost 20. But, bad teams do bad things, so that is what it is, I suppose. But yeah, again, a Lakers win away right there from hitting the profit boost plus 564 bet. That was pretty rough. But bailing us out a little bit was the Boston-Denver parlay. That was the Nuggets to cover plus 7. Nikola Jokic over 20 points, Tatum as well, and then Jokic over 10 boards, which he had 12, and Jokic over 6 assists, which he had 9. I really thought about juicing that to the 10 yesterday on the assists as well as the boards. And man, outside of that assist, I would have hit. But I could have juiced just about all of his props. At least I could have juiced that up to 8 on the assist and still would have hit more and probably would have completely counteracted all my missed bets for the day. But you know what? I'm glad I at least got something out of the day. I didn't go home completely empty-handed. Because over on the hockey side, the fucking Panthers. The Panthers screwed us like hell yesterday. I had two parlays with them. One was just their money line with my standard shots on goal, which everyone did yesterday. And they didn't win, so I lost that one. And then I had another one with the same shots on goal. Actually, I took two of them off, but I added the game over, and the game went to 10 goals. It was over 5.5, so that went just fine. That was no problem. And then in my bonus bet parlay that I used, because I felt safe doing it with hockey favorites, just normally those feel like my safest bets and favorite bets, but I parlayed up that Florida Panthers money line and shots to, or scored a shot on goal, all with the Carolina Hurricanes, along with Alex DeBrincat and Brady Skjei to score a shot on goal as well. And everyone did their job except for the Panthers as a team. So, again, Panthers, Lakers, get it together, man. Come on, you guys are killing me. I had to add money because you guys, I saw it going south, and I was going to bed. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and add this money. Because I know I'm going to need it tomorrow, and I know if I wake up tomorrow, I'll be a hard ass and try to gamble with what I have left, and that probably won't go very well, and won't be enjoyable at all. So, I went ahead and added the money, so we can make some better bets today, excuse me there. So, as for today, let me get back on track with these notes here. All right, so we'll start with some NFL action. I am going Texans to the Texans and Ravens first. Both these offenses are capable of hitting the over by themselves, so I am taking the over. 48? Let me go back and pull up FanDuel here because I did not type the over in on my notes. Over 43.5. Yeah, that seems like really low. The Texans just did that by themselves last week, have done that by themselves a few times this year. The Ravens have done that by themselves a few times. I just feel like that's incredibly low. The Texans have proven that they can hang with some of the good defenses. So I think they can put up, you know, at least, you know, 23-24 against Baltimore, somewhere in that neighborhood. And I do think Baltimore wins this game. I almost did want to take Houston to cover, but I try to stay away from betting on or against Baltimore because that's another one of those teams that goes bad for me. Like, the last time I bet on Baltimore was last time they lost that preseason game, which was their first preseason loss and whatever. I had not bet on any of those games, and I heard about that. I was like, well, yeah, I'm going to hop on that train. I doubt that ends tonight. You know, Harbaugh's a good coach. That seems like a good trend. Of course, that night, they fucking lose their preseason game. I feel like in the past, just never had luck with it. So, I try to stay away from the Ravens. Just, I feel like they're a bad luck team in general. So, I'm just going the over here. I did bet that straight along with, and then I did do a parlay with C.J. Stroud, 200-plus passing yards, and the first quarter over of 7.5, which I also bet straight, because I think 7.5... They don't think there's a chance for it. Well, obviously they think there's a chance, but I just think it's very likely that at least one team gets a touchdown and one team gets a field goal in the first quarter. It doesn't make sense that they wouldn't to me. I mean, it does because both teams have capable defenses, but I think the offenses come out swinging and this game could go crazy. I like that. That as a parlay together. Again, the 43.5 over for the both teams. C.J. Stroud, 200-plus passing yards in the first quarter, over of 7.5. Altogether, is plus 242 over on FanDuel, or at least it was when I made the bet. And then we'll go ahead and move on over to the Packers versus the 49ers. This game was a little harder for me to try and bet. I wasn't really sure what to expect. The Packers kind of surging might be the wrong word there, but just playing good ball right now and going up just against a much better team, better coach team. Everything's just better about the 49ers, but That being said, I don't think the Packers are going to roll over. Much like the Texans, I don't think they're going to roll over and go out like punks. And so I am taking Green Bay to cover the 10 here. I think that's a lot of points. And I'm kind of drifting off back and forth today, trying to get back on track on this Saturday. I slept in way too late, and it's got my brain everywhere. Okay. Yeah, so Green Bay's only given up more than 30 points or more three times this year. The Lions, the first time they played, the second time held them to 22. The Bucs in Week 16, which we know that's kind of when the Bucs started to ascend, and, you know, maybe not ascend, but we really started realizing they're probably the playoff team out their division. And then the Panthers, and that was, I'm pretty sure, the week they fired their head coach, and we all know how head coach firings go with their teams the next week. So I'm not too worried about those games, and I'm not confident that they can keep San Francisco under 30 points per se, but I don't think it's going to be like, I don't think San Fran puts up like 40 or anything. If anything, it's like 31, 32. And I certainly think Green Bay is more than capable of getting 24 points on this team. I know they won't be able to run the ball very well, but I think San Francisco's run defense is slightly overrated. You look at their total yards and attempts, and it's kind of warped just because so many teams are forced into passing against them all year. You go look at their yards per carry, and where like some of the more other, you know, flashy running or rushing defensive rushing stats, they're like, you know, number one, number two, number three. You go to yards per carry, and they're down in like 10th. And to me, that says a lot. It's just, I don't know, like, yeah, I don't know. But to me, that says a lot. So I think Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon together can get enough going for them maybe to open up the passing game and put up maybe 24, 25, maybe 27 points somewhere in that neighborhood. So I am taking, where'd it go? I am taking a straight bet at the Packers to cover the spread, and then also a parlay with the spread. Jordan Love over 1.5 passing touchdowns and over 19.5 Packers total points. I don't actually know why I took Brock Purdy 2 passing touchdowns out of there. I did, and had that on there, but I took it out. I don't remember why, but you could throw that in there, and I really like that. I think we'll see some offense in that game as well. I think it'll be probably more closer to the conference championship games, and when we really see the defense be a little more relevant in some of these games. I think right here we still see some kind of shootouts here. But yes, as far as NFL, that is all I have for today. Also, I did want to throw out one other thing. FanDuel does have a 50% profit boost going out on NFL live wagers for NFL games today only. So if you wanted to wait, if you know, like Green Bay gets the ball first, Christian McCaffrey, his anytime touchdown is going to go from like, I think it's like minus 380 right now, down to maybe, you know, like anywhere from like minus 340 to minus 300. You know, you throw on the 50% on there, it's a pretty safe bet. And then maybe, you know, you're looking at minus 150, minus 160 in that neighborhood for a C-Mac anytime touchdown, which long since are those days. Long since are those days. But yeah, moving on to some NBA stuff. My first pick, I'm going back to the Spurs. Covered for me last night. You know, put up some points, kind of like I thought they might without Wimby. But this time I'm going on the money line against them, against the Wizards. The Wizards suck, and, you know, the Spurs, they got Wimby. They got a couple of other guys, you know. There's some stuff to be excited about. Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole are your prized pieces there in Washington. I'll take San Antonio here. And I'm going to be taking that straight since they are plus money, which is pretty crazy to me. And I'm going to take that straight, and then I'm also going to take that in a parlay with Jordan Poole, 2 made threes, Wemby, plus 20 points, and Kuzma 15 points plus. All that together is plus 322. The over in this game, let me go back to it and see if it's adjusted. It was 240, not 220. That would be way too low. 240. Has it changed? Ooh, I'm glad I got that money line in, so I guess that one will be too late for me to officially give out, but I will go ahead and give it anyways here in a minute. Yeah, 241 for this game. 241.5. You could definitely talk me into that. I don't know if they will, but you could talk me into that. Both these teams very capable of allowing and scoring 120 points. So you could definitely factor in the over there and think about that. Next up, we would have... I'm doing a NBA Moneyline Parlay, which is what I was talking about. It's already started with that Milwaukee game. I guess I did not realize it was starting this early. I was lucky enough to get it in. Hopefully lucky enough. Knock on wood. my dog heard me knock and thought that was someone at the door. That's funny. I just heard him take off out there. But my NBA Moneyline Parlay for today that I'm running is Milwaukee, San Antonio, the 76ers, and the Utah Jazz. Going back to that Jazz well, even though they let us down the other night. But that was the Josh Giddey factor in the Karl Malone Arena. So that won't be happening tonight. On the road, I did Houston. I like Ime Udoka, and not just because I'm a Celtics fan. I think he's a good coach. But I just think this Utah team's a little bit better. Got some better players. I admit, I don't even know who Utah's coach is, so I can't even relatively compare him to Ime Udoka. But either way, I'm taking Utah there. They're at plus 108 and throwing them in the parlay. I'm not betting them straight, though. Those four together was plus 468, two favorites and two underdogs. Over in hockey land, I am taking the Edmonton Oilers via another capper. I will be taking that straight and then doing my, you know, normal little shot on goal as well with my top people to get their shot. And then I'm also going to go out a little bit on my own and do a parlay with Edmonton. And then also the Bruins at minus 285 on their money line. And together that's plus 110. And then, of course, I'm going to add some players to score a shot on goal. And that's going to be Evan Bouchard, Blake Coleman, Yego Sharangovich, along with Charlie Coyle to score a shot on goal. Excuse me. So that's what I got over there. And those are my picks for the day. So I'm not sure if I'll be here tomorrow or not. I have some family stuff going on. We're going to cook some turkey, eat a bunch of food, probably watch some football, hopefully doing a ZBR episode. And so we'll see if we get the betting episode out. Hopefully we can squeeze one in. I'm going to try to get ahead on some stuff tonight so that maybe we can get some bets in early tomorrow and get that out before I leave town to go do all that stuff with the guys and with the family. But until then, let's cash these bets and keep it about ball.
Thank you for listening to Keep It About Ball. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter and subscribe to us on YouTube at ZBR Sports. And as always, thank you for listening and for your support.